wanna be here tonight. Wanna hide in your light. Wanna cover my eyes. I feel you reflecting me. I worship all that you see. 你的阳光下 Wanna hide in your light. Written by 一切 Read by SBL. Fandom The Untamed. Relationship Lan Chen Wing. Rating Teen and up audiences. Here's when Lan Chen knew he was going to get married. Nighttime, on a bridge, windows down to suck in lungfuls of the briny bay air. The coastal marshes always smelled the way sleep did after a long night of alcohol and kissing. Sweet and wet. Lan Chen never drove with the windows down. He barely ever even drove with the windows cracked. Wing had asked first if he could.
Would you prefer to keep them up? She's a smelly one today.
But something in Lan Chen had said yes. 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 Like he was answering a question that neither of them would ask for years. So Wing rolled them down over the bridge. Some cheek-pounding pop song that Lan Chen had heard playing in three different department stores and a cafe blasting from the stereo, and stuck his face out into the wind. His hair whipped around his head. Lan Chen had expected him to shout, or laugh, or do whatever obnoxious thing people did when they drove in the windows down. But he just closed his eyes and breathed in. I'll drive sometime, Wayne had said after the car descended the bridge, when in just hundreds of cars passing through.
You can try it when I do.
Why?
Makes you feel like you're on the edge of the sky.
And what better place to be than there, with the most beautiful person in the world?
And then Wayne had laughed, and the music ended. And for a moment, the car had just been that. The buzz of nothing else except traffic. The sky's edge, and...
Oh, I'm going to marry this boy one day.
Lan Chen shuts off the water before it can start getting cold, because Wayne still needs to take one. Any other day, Wayne should have slunk in, pretending to be annoyed that Lan Chen started without him, and neither of them would have wanted for hot water, but Wayne is still asleep. Afternoon tumbles in the sheets take a lot out of you. He is awake by the time Lan Chen steps out, steam rushing after him with a towel. Wing is rolled over on his belly, sheet riding so low in his waist that the curve of his ass peeks through, composing a text with lightning speed. He looks away from his screen like his gaze had been torn away, then throws his phone face down into the bed so his brown case stares up at them both.
You abandoned me.
He says sullenly, but he's already begun to smile.
I had to.
Lan Chen crosses the bathroom into their bedroom, the cool, dry air chilling the rivulets that drape from his hair.
You were sleeping.
Wayne makes an affronted noise.
As if sleep takes precedence over sucking my boyfriend's cock in the shower?
Or him kissing me in the shower? He cranes up for a kiss as Lan Chen bends down, sweeping his hair back so he doesn't drip on their bed. And for a long moment, the only sound is a cloudy whir of the bathroom fan and the sounds of them kissing, teeth and lips. Lan Chen has to pull away when Wei Ying starts searching for the tucked corner of his towel, or else they'll never even make it out of this room. They have a date.
I seem to recall someone telling me that if he fell asleep before I finished, with me still inside him,
Lan Chen says,
then I had permission to do whatever I wanted.
How obscene, Wing says, dropping one last kiss to Lan Chen's jaw before he sweeps his legs out of the blankets.
He yawns. How long do I have?
As long as you want.
Well? Not a time-sensitive date night, then?
Lan Chen shrugs neither in confirmation nor denial.
It's a surprise.
Wing eyes him curiously,
then figures he won't be getting a better answer and crosses the room, plucking a change of clothes with him for the bathroom. There's a moment of silence, a flush of the toilet, and then the shower begins to run. Wing hums over the soft white noise of running water, a tune that's less music and more pulse. Then the smell of spearmint. Wing had leaned over him that night in the car after they descended the bridge, and Lenten had grappled with a quiet realization that he was already at the edge of his sky, with Wing in the passenger seat. He wouldn't have to stick his face out of a wind-shot window to know. He was practical then.
Can you reach into my pocket?
Huh? This one? Wayne's hand tunneled into the pocket of Linton's jacket closest to him.
No, other one. My phone is ringing.
Oh. And then Wayne had leaned right over into Linton's lap. And for a dazing moment, it was the top of Wayne's head, the highway, and the curious smell of spearmint on his skin, before he pulled away with Lenten's phone. It's your brother.
Yes, can you answer?
It hadn't been urgent, but in the ensuing silence of the call, Wayne had fiddled with Lenten's phone and said nothing. In time, Wayne would learn that Lenten always keeps his phone in his left pocket. In time, Lenten would learn that Wayne smelled like spearmint, because his body wash was all mint and lavender. And in time, Wayne would admit he only used it because the soap was the same blue that Lenten always wore. A lot of things about them had been surprises. By the time Wayne has gotten out of his shower, Lenten's hair has dried enough for him to start brushing it out for the hairdryer. They stand side by side in front of the bathroom mirror, with Wayne barely concealed by his towel. He's just clutching one corner under one arm with the rest hanging down the length of him, and typing at his phone furiously.
Is it Nye Huisang?
Lenten asks, fiddling with the heat setting of the dryer and rooting around the drawers for a round brush.
No, I just had an excellent idea in the shower. If I don't write it down, I'll forget.
Idea about what?
Wayne's gaze flickers up to Lenten's in the mirror. He wrinkles his nose when he smiles.
Wouldn't you like to know? I'm not telling you.
It's a surprise, he says. Two surprises. Lenten switches his hair dryer on, and the warm roar of it drowns out all noise. Wayne spends another minute at the mirror before hanging up his towel, hair still wet, and wandering into the room in search of pants. Eventually, he returns with something high-waisted, lovely, and flowing, cinched just under his ribs with a belt. He's still not wearing a shirt. What are you going to wear?
Clothes.
Unfortunate, Wayne sighs. I was hoping for a better answer than that, Tintin. Lenten smiles. Some of his hair sticks to his cheeks with static, and he smooths it out of his face.
What should I have said?
Nothing, of course, Wayne laughs. But if you must, you should wear that high-necked velvet shirt you wore to that art showing once. That blaze with the really harsh lighting that I said made us all look like bones, but you looked amazing in. Obviously.
I will do your hair first. Would you like me to?
Please. Wayne says, gathering his wet, tangled hair in an inky handful and tossing it over his shoulder.
I was going to beg you to do it.
Save that for later tonight.
Obscene, Wayne repeats, shivering delightfully when Lenten gathers his hair to towel it down more before blow-drying. His fingers brush against the back of Wayne's neck, soft as the underside of his knees and the inside of his thighs. I love you.
I love you,
Lenten replies. He twists Wayne's wet hair and piles it on the crown of his head with an alligator clip, then begins blow-drying his hair in sections. Stray droplets race down the curve of Wayne's back. Wayne stands obediently still, busying himself with his phone, screen brightness turned almost all the way down. You always make it look so much better than I can, Wayne says when Luncheon finishes with him. He shimmies his shoulders back and forth so that the cascade of his hair glides against his bare skin. And Luncheon gathers it all in his fist to brush out one more time, dropping a kiss to Wayne's bare shoulder. There's a fading hickey there. Are we going to be extra fancy tonight? Should you curl it?
Will you like me to?
Wayne pauses long enough for Luncheon to realize that he was going to say yes, then stopped himself to weigh out his favorite question, and Luncheon's least favorite question. Will it trouble you?
I like doing it,
Luncheon says definitively, fishing out his flat iron from the bathroom drawer.
Waves are faster than curls.
It's so much choreography. Wayne watches with fascination as Luncheon dispenses hair oil into his palms, warms it in his fingers, and trails them through the ends of Wayne's hair, where his split ends stand out like pine needles against his back. Wayne stands there, quietly, without looking at his phone. Luncheon can feel his gaze on him in the mirror as he works, working gentle waves into the ends of Wayne's hair, just enough that they look like he'd been salted by the ocean wind and warmed by its sun. I would have thought you'd be tired of doing this.
Never.
You touch and style hair all day at work. It would be a natural extension of logic that you wouldn't want to bother at home. Luncheon raises his eyebrows as he lets down another section of Wayne's hair.
Do you hate kids outside of your work, then?
Wayne smiles wryly. Point taken. I'm just a capped boyfriend, aren't I? To Luncheon's utmost pleasure. Later, Wayne shrugs on a high-necked sweater in pigeon gray and a red satin duster that falls to his knees, long enough to be lost in and so soft that it's all Luncheon can do not to be hugging him every step they take around their apartment. He finds his own sheer silk drape that hugs him around his shoulders. Two pockets. Once, before they'd begun dating and Luncheon had been doing everything in his power to seduce, catch Wayne's eye, he leaned over an open window wearing this drape until the light had caught all the lines of his body. Wayne had just stared. Now Wayne is in the living room, gathering his wallet, humming his song that's all chest and pulse.
I'm going to marry this boy one day.
It's been hidden in the underside of the drawer where Luncheon keeps their face masks. All the cucumber ones Wayne likes, and the aloe ones he likes. All the way in the corner so that Luncheon has to get down on his knees and reach deep inside to reach it. It's a tiny box. It's so easy to miss. Left pocket. Chen, I'm ready when you are. Wayne is in his shoes at the door already, tucking his phone into his pants when Luncheon dows his boots out of the shelf and slips his feet inside. He zips up, and then they face each other on a doormat with two bicycles whose front wheels are kissing. You look so handsome, Wayne says, smiling.
And you look so beautiful, Luncheon says. Always.
Wayne slots his hands between their mouths when Luncheon leans in, and then laughs when Luncheon narrows his eyes at him. You said we're never going to make it out of here yourself, he insists. Unfortunately, he's right. They drive into the evening in the last strains of dusk, when the sun is all but a narrow strip of gold on the horizon, and Wayne leans over for the aux cord as soon as they hit the highway. He plays something half quiet, mostly thoughtful, and then glances sideways at Luncheon when he takes the merch towards the bridge across the inlet. I know you said where we're going as a surprise, he says, but you know that I have to wander.
The wander,
Luncheon says. We makes a plaintive noise. You know, I am a surprise too, says Wayne. So you can wander too.
Then we're even, aren't we?
Their car sprints with the traffic towards the ascending swell towards the bridge. In the evening, it's lit up blue and green over the harbor,
like the skeleton of something once living, stretching the arc of its body across the land for tiny things to cross. Spearmint leather. Lenten rolls the windows down until their hair dances.
"I told you you'd like it," Wayne says triumphantly.
Ocean heart.
"I do," says Lenten. "Wayne, could you get my phone?"
"Oh, is your brother calling?"
He leans over, hair tickling Lenten's cheek. Wayne's hand slips into Lenten's left pocket, where his phone definitely won't be.
"Yes, yes. There's something I want to ask you," says Lenten.
And Wayne laughs his favorite laugh. It's the one that's buttery golden around the edges and tastes like sleep and alcohol and kissing and the edge of the sky. And Lenten has never been more certain about anything else.
Ask!
The end.